Have you ever heard of John Kelly? I guess not.
Scandals happen all the time. The question is, actually, how democracies respond.
It's Robert Kelly.
And what will it mean for the wider region? I think one of your children has just walked in. I mean, shifting sands in the region. Do you think relations with the North may change?
I would be surprised if they do. Pardon me. Pardon me. My apologies.
What is this going to mean for the region?
My apologies. South Korea's policy choices on North Korea have been severely limited in the last 6 months to a year. Scandals happen all the time. The question.
Yeah, Robert Kelly is a associate professor of political science at Pusan National University in South Korea, and he does a political commentary, and he was in the middle of doing a political commentary when his kids came out. I'm sure you've seen this before. It's an amazing thing that happened. He does live remotes, and he's in the middle of a live remote with BBC, of all places, and his kids come out. Highly embarrassing. How do you think that he felt? You think he was embarrassed? You think he was disappointed? You think he was angry? Well, tonight is Christmas Eve. And we gather together to celebrate the Christmas story. And whenever we celebrate Christmas, we always talk about Mary. Mary is talked about in Luke. Mary, the beautiful mother of Jesus, celebrated mother of Jesus. And then we've got Joseph. Poor Joseph. Nobody ever really talks about him. We'll bring him out tonight. Joseph being there, looking at the manger, looking at Jesus. How do you think he felt that night? You think he was embarrassed? You think he was disappointed? You think he was angry? Well, believe it or not, Matthew talks about Joseph and what he was feeling that night. We read it in verse 20. The angel came to Joseph and he says, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid, nervous, angry, embarrassed." No, he says, "Do not be afraid." Do not be afraid. Why would Joseph even be afraid? Well, to understand that, we have to back up a few verses where Matthew writes, this is how the birth of Jesus came. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her publicly, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. Joseph was faithful to the law. He was a man who followed the law completely. He had a great reputation. You know, today we have a mobile society, and so we don't really care as much about reputation as we did back then, but back then, reputation was everything. Everybody was dirt poor. And if you didn't have a good reputation, you had nothing. And Joseph, his reputation was at stake that night. It says in Deuteronomy 22 that you are not allowed to take someone as your wife who is not a virgin. And Joseph was about to do that. You know, Bill Gaither tells a story about reputation. In his book, I Almost Missed the Sunset, listen to what he wrote. He said, "Gloria and I were married a couple of years, and we were teaching a school in Alexandria, Indiana, where we had grown up. And we wanted a piece of land where we could build a house. I noticed a parcel of land south of town where cattle grazed, and I learned that it belonged to an old 92-year-old retired banker, and his name was Mr. Yule. He owned a lot of land in the area, and word was that he would sell none of it. He gave the same speech to everyone who inquired. I promised the farmers that they could use it for their cattle. But Gloria and I had visited the bank, and although he was retired, he spent a couple of hours each morning in his office. He looked at us over his spectacles. I introduced myself and I told him that we were interested in a piece of land. He says, I'm not selling it. He says, I promised to the farmer so that he could go do grazing. I know, but we teach school here. and maybe you'd be interested in selling it to someone planning to settle in the area. He pursed his lips and he stared at me and he'd say, what'd you say your name was? I said, well, my name is Gaither, Bill Gaither. He said, are you any relationship to Grover Gaither? I said, yes, sir, he was my granddad. Mr. Yule put down the paper and he removed his glasses and he said, I know Grover Gaither. He was the best worker I ever had on my farm. A full day's work for a day's pay. So honest. What'd you say you wanted? I told him again, I want the land. Well, let me do some thinking and then come back and see me. So I came back within the week, and Mr. Yule told me that he had found the property and he had it appraised, and I held my breath. How does $3,800 sound? Would that be okay? I quickly did a calculation in my head. $3,800 times 15 acres, that'd be $60,000. That's a lot of money. $3,800, I said? Yep. He says, I'll sell you all 1,500 acres, or all 15 acres for $3,800. I knew it had to be worth at least three times that much, and I readily accepted. Nearly 30 years later, my son and I strolled that beautiful, lush property that had once been pasture land. Benji, I said, you've had this wonderful place to grow up, but it wasn't anything that you and I have done. But it was because of the good name and the good reputation of a great granddad that you never met. Reputations are important. And a reputation for Joseph was just as important back then. If he had married her, what would people have thought? I mean, she's already pregnant, and people can count. I mean, they still do today, right? They count on their fingers. Let's see, you were married in December, and the baby was born in May. That's a miracle. That's what that is. But if Joseph had taken her, his reputation could have been shot. It could have been all over. But the angel comes to him, and he says, have courage. Have courage. Do not be afraid. What the angel is telling Joseph is that it may be difficult for you and your reputation may be at stake, but have courage. I dare say that today we need courage, don't we, as Christians? If you look at the world around us, sometimes it is so difficult to be a Christian. The Edict of Milan happened in 313 AD, and from that time, Christianity became an acceptable religion in the world, and it took over the Western world. But over the last several years, it seems as if Christianity is difficult and following Jesus is difficult. Bill Maher is a political spokesman on TV, and he says that Christianity is a neurological disorder. Sam Harris has written a book called The End of Faith, and he says it is difficult to imagine a set of beliefs more suggestive of mental illness than that is the heart of many of our religious traditions. And there are Facebook pages that have thousands of followers that talk about how it is a mental disorder to be a Christian today. But we hear the same words from God through the angel today. Have courage. Do not be afraid. Mark Twain once said, courage is resistance to fear and mastery of fear, but it is not afraid of fear. But how? How do you have the courage to follow Jesus? How do you have the courage to love your neighbors? How do you have the courage to put God first in your life? How do you have courage to serve everyone else and not about yourself? They just opened up, I don't know if you saw this, but they just opened up by the Safeway, a brand new hair salon. Did you see it? The name of it is All About Me. Great name for hair salon, but not good theology. Because it's not all about us. It's about God. And it's about following Him and putting Him first. And when you do that, sometimes your reputation can be at risk. So how do you do that? Well, verse 21, the angel says, Mary will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord said through the prophet, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Matthew says that the angel told Joseph to name him Jesus, and Jesus from the Old Testament, which means to save. This baby born in the manger was there to save Joseph, to save his reputation, no matter how bad it became, that God would be in his life, and this child would be the reputation for him. That is the good news tonight. Did Joseph have trouble raising Jesus? I don't know. I'm sure it must have been difficult having a perfect child. But I'm sure that Joseph worked as hard as he could. Did Joseph tell dad jokes? Did you hear about the restaurant on the moon? Great food, but no atmosphere. What do you call a fake noodle? An impasta. How many apples grow on a tree? All of them. But when Joseph woke up, verse 24, he did what the angel of the Lord commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave the name Jesus. So what was going on at Joseph's life? Was he angry? Was he disappointed? Was he embarrassed? I believe that Joseph was resolute in his courage to raise this child. That it didn't matter about the reputation of Mary, it didn't matter about anything, because he knew that this child was saving him, and he had the courage to be a great dad. John Wayne once put it best. He said, courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyway. And that was Joseph that night. Courage is not knowing what the future holds, but knowing without a doubt who holds the future. So if any of you are doing a BBC interview, make sure you tie your kids up, all right? Lock the door. But if by chance you get into an embarrassing situation, know that Christ covers all sin. He is the one that saves, and he is the one that we celebrate tonight. In Jesus' name, may he be with you forever. Amen. As we receive the offering tonight, I encourage you to watch this message.